Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I'm Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, and I am broadcasting live today from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I want to thank all of my listeners from all over the world, from Australia, from South Africa, from Canada, and of course the U.S. And as I always say, I believe that if you are listening to this show today, that the Spirit of God has drawn you here, and today you will find inspiration, encouragement, and solutions for your problems. Well, how are you doing today? I'm doing really, really great. Thank you once again for joining me. I'm so excited about the show today. Guess what? Today I'm going to be answering your personal questions that you email me, and my great friend Amanda Eskridge is here with me today. Hello, Amanda. How are you doing?
Hello, Constance. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. I just want to thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be literally changing people's lives all over the world tonight, and I'm just so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to assist me today.
Well, I am very excited.
Well, good. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. First of all, let me say how much I really enjoy hearing from all of you. I get some wonderful, absolutely magnificent emails, and I just love hearing about who you are in your life and where you live and what you do. And most importantly, I love hearing about how this show is radically changing your life. It's changing the way you think. It's changing what you believe. And it's changing you living your life really more purposefully. So thank you so much for those emails. You can go to my website, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. But let's take a quick commercial break, and then I'll be right back to answer your personal questions. Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
The University of Attraction. Where else can you take free interactive courses from international scientists, medical doctors, spiritual leaders, and experts in the field of the Law of Attraction? At the university, you will have your personal questions answered, enhance your intuitive skills, communicate with the angels, fill your life with music, and free meditation and hypnosis downloads. Sign up today. Go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the University of Attraction. The doors are wide open, waiting for you now.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, author and certified dream coach. Join me beginning January 26th for 4 weeks as I share with you how to make your dreams come true in 2011. You know, during my career, I have helped over 10,000 clients begin to live the life of their dreams. I will teach you how to develop strategies and projects that will move you towards your dream, utilizing a simple, easy, effective process for rapid change. you will learn how to identify and eliminate those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back from the life that you deserve. This is your opportunity to jump into the driver's seat and take control of your life. So register today at the University of Attraction and begin the first steps toward making your dreams come true. Well, I want to encourage all of you to really enroll in the University of Attraction. I'm one of the faculty members, and I think this upcoming week is my last week teaching on how to make your dreams come true. But there are so many other magnificent faculty members like Dr. Sereni Pillay. You know, he's a Harvard MD. He is remarkable. Derek Rydell, we'll be talking about the law of emergence. And Jules will have her red jewel box teaching you how to set your intention. So go to loaradionetwork.com and then click on the link that says University of Attraction. Well, Amanda, how has your day been today?
It's been pretty busy. I've been working on school and preparing to take the National Counselor's Examination.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. I've had a good role model going before me, setting the way, and you. So I'm following in your footsteps.
And I always say to you, I think that you're going to be really a magnificent therapist because it's in your DNA. You love helping people, and I just see you going a lot higher than where I am personally.
I can't believe you're saying that, but it's truly an honor to hear because that's like shooting for the moon.
It's in you. So, Amanda, these are questions that have come from my listeners all over the world, so let's get started.
Okay. Well, before we get started, though, I remember a couple of weeks ago you announced to your listeners something very exciting, and that was that you had set your intentions to meet and marry your mate. How is that going, and why did you do that?
I'm asking myself that same question some days. Well, I really felt like the Spirit of God really led me to do that, to number one, show my listeners and really be exhibit A of a woman who was clear about what she wants and how you can really begin to use faith and how the Spirit of God really wants us to live an abundant life. So what I did was I set an intention on meeting and marrying my mate this year. And that may sound like a very daunting task if, in fact, I were doing it within my own self, but really it is the Spirit of God, the God of the universe, just the great orchestrator of the universe coming together to really manifest that for me. And it's been quite interesting, Amanda. On a daily basis, I wake up expectant. I have my eyes focused in on the Spirit. I'm loving my life, my clients, my business, and I'm being very sociable. And everywhere I go, I'm just giving and operating out of a sense of love. I'm not looking for love, but I already have it. And it's so amazing, Amanda, and you know this. Everywhere I go, it seems that so many men are interested in me.
Yes,
and it's been quite interesting. And why is that? Because my faith is set. My mind is set. I already have it now. My vibration is one of meeting the man of my life that God has already ordained. And that's the vibration that I'm operating in. And so, I mean, everywhere I go, men are attracted to me. Young men from 25 on up, and so very, very interesting. And so I'm acting like I already have it, and what does that look like? That looks like every day I get up, I dress, I expect, I do everything that the Spirit leads me to do, make a phone call, go sit somewhere and have coffee at Starbucks. And so it's really happening. I'm really excited about it, and I'm more excited to show my listeners how when you believe how the hand of God or the Spirit of God will really grant you your heart's desires. I'm really operating out of Psalms, I think it's 34, where it says that if you would seek God first with all of your heart, that he would give you the desires of your heart. So for any of my listeners, your desire may not be marriage. You may want to have a better marriage or go back to school or change careers. And if you seek first the Spirit of God, then I believe that he will add to you and bring to you the desires of your heart.
Well, it's certainly been an exciting venture watching it unfold, because I call you and I'll say, well, okay, what's going on? And like yesterday, you said, I've got a dinner date.
Right.
And I'm like, again? So, wow.
So I'm excited. And so monthly I'm going to be updating all of my listeners to let you know exactly what's going on. I'm excited. And thank you so much for sending all of your love vibration, all of your faith vibration toward me. And I believe that all of you really want me to have it just as much as I desired. And I think, you know, the Bible says where any two shall agree is touching anything that they can have it. So I believe a lot of that is happening too, Amanda.
Exactly. And you've got a lot of people in agreement with you.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Well, okay, Constance, I'm going to move on into the questions from your listeners. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one says, share your personal life. Who are you? Expound on your professional career. Why did you get into counseling and coaching?
Okay, well, originally I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I attended Tennessee State University, where I obtained my bachelor's degree in business, Clark Atlanta University, where I obtained my master's degree. And, you know, from a child, I always knew that I wanted to help people, Amanda. But in my own mind, I wanted to be wealthy by the time I was 30, so I was going to be an MBA. And so back in the 70s and 80s, if you had your MBA and you were African-American female, you were paid a lot of money. And I remember I went in the registration line. That was old school, you guys. We didn't do it online then. I went in the registration line, and it was like this voice came to me and said, get in the counseling line to register. Of course, that was the spirit of God, and for my listeners, that's the example of how sometimes I talk about that very small voice, just a little nudge. And so, Amanda, it was just like a little nudge that said, get in the counseling line. And I said, excuse my southern accent, ain't no money in counseling. I'm going to get my MBA. But what I did was I was so moved by that, I got in the counseling line and I received my master's degree in counseling. I'm a licensed therapist. That means I had to take a national test, which was very difficult. I'm a LPC, and I was grandfathered in. That means that I had so much experience that they said, okay, she knows enough, and say they just made me grandfather me in or made me an honorary member of the Certified Addiction Counselor, and I'm a licensed coach. So I've always loved people. My first counseling job was with football players at a college, if you can imagine that. I was so intimidated. So the early years of my life, I was really searching for what I wanted to do. I was in private practice for years where I really counseled couples. I have 10 years of group therapy facilitation in the areas of addiction, alcohol and drugs, overeating, codependency. I have 10 years of working with women's issues, relationships, low self-esteem. I've also taught psychologists and counselors regionally at accredited organization courses so that they could get their required hours for licensure. So I've done a lot of extensive leadership training in Fortune 500 companies, keynote speakers for women's conferences, private and public conferences, et cetera. But truly, God has called me, I believe, from my mother's womb to really help people. And the greatest thing I want to share about my life personally has been my progressive, intimate relationship with God. That has been what has really brought me success. People always ask me about success. It has been my day-by-day, year-by-year searching, just opening myself up to the Spirit, growing, going from level to level. And people ask me, what theory do I use in my counseling and coaching? I said, I don't have a theory after 25 years. It's really when I go in that counseling room or when I'm on the phone coaching, it's like the Spirit of God just comes and downloads information and insight to me about that person. So coupled with my many years of study and my very intimate relationship with God, that's what I feel has really helped me. So that's a little bit about my personal and professional life. I love traveling. I love meeting people. I love different cultures, and I love communicating.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I feel very blessed and fortunate to have you as my friend and for you to have been in my life for so long, because you have definitely guided me and led me and taught me so many things and provided insight and opened my eyes. And just put me on the right path, gave me direction. Like I said, I know that I would not be doing what I'm doing today if it were not for you.
Wow.
And you've always just been the consummate professional. So I know that you are quite a blessing to your listeners because you definitely are one to me.
Thank you.
And I thank you for it. Now, second question that was asked is, what is the one thing that most people would be surprised to know about you?
Oh, my goodness, the one thing, and for all my listeners, are you sitting down? The one thing that people would be surprised to know about me is that I am very shy, especially on a one-on-one. I know you guys don't believe that, but I'm very shy. I'm really rather quiet when I'm not on the radio or coaching or speaking or talking or something like that. But I'm very shy, especially on a one-on-one with a man. Initially, I'm very quiet. I don't say very much. And he probably, once I get to know him, then I really talk a lot. But initially, I'm very, very, very shy. I can stand in front of 10,000 people and it not move me, because when I do, it's like the spirit or the power, the anointing of God comes on me in that setting because I'm walking in my gift. But personally, Amanda, you know this about me, I'm very shy. So that would probably be the one thing that my listeners would be very shocked about.
That's right, because actually you go into a little girl mode.
I do.
A shy, sweet little girl mode.
That is so true. That is so interesting. So, okay, you guys asked for it. You got it. So that's the one thing you would be very surprised at me about.
Okay. Well, after 25 years of coaching and counseling that you've done, what would be the one thing that you feel most impacts a person's life?
Well, I can answer that very easily. I mean, Amanda, it's not, I don't think there's anything that I probably haven't heard. I've worked with adults, with all male groups, with children in schools. And I would say the one thing that I feel most impacts a person's life are, would be the experiences, words, and image that happened to them in their childhood, which turned and determined their core beliefs for their life. And so if you look at any area of anybody's life when it comes to success, success in relationships, success in business, success with money, it is all due to what you truly believe. And so if you grew up in a home where there was alcoholism or not enough love, or you didn't get the attention or the affection or affirmation that you needed, that formed you, that formed your choices, that formed your belief. So as an adult, you're walking in behaviors such as, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, who I am is not enough. And so consequently, your choices will mirror that or match that. And so a person can grow up and really be walking in belief as an adult and don't know that they're walking in it. All they know is that every year the same thing happens to them. Every year there's self-sabotage in their life. Every year there's really that dysfunctional behavior that has come out of the experiences, the words, and the images that they experienced in childhood. And so I believe, Amanda, that if a person does not, number one, acknowledge and or confront those issues will turn into beliefs, and those beliefs will affect their choices. And that's it for me. I mean, I tell you, and you know this, you know, as a counselor, that what you truly believe, what happened to you in your childhood, what words, images, and whatever your core beliefs are, and our core beliefs are really so deep in our spirit and really so deep in our subconscious that many times we're not even aware of them. For example, many of you might be saying, I want abundance, but your core belief is that I can never have that. Nobody's ever had that in my family. Nobody's ever given me anything. I'm not worthy of money. I'm not worthy of abundance, because whatever is showing up in your life, whatever is showing up in my life, is what I truly believe. So that would be the one thing that I feel really impacts people. That is their core beliefs.
Wow.
And that's why counseling is so important. I mean, counseling is just paramount. If I did not had not gotten the counseling and the support groups in my life, I would not be talking to you today. That's why I tell people, please get the help that you need. Everybody needs it.
Yeah, you know, I just think about how you mentioned. I'm so captivated every time I listen to you talk. I'm captivated, but I think about conversely. We were talking about the Trumps, and you had mentioned how, taking them for example, how in their frame of reference, poverty or lack is not even an option, right?
Right, because their core belief, their experiences, the words and the images that they experience on a daily basis are wealth. I mean, every time they touch their faucet, it's 100% gold. Everything in their life is wealth and abundance. All the images that they see, the beautiful home, the marble, the jet airplanes, the yachts that they go yachting in, all of that, all of those experiences impact what they see, what they feel, and that has determined their core beliefs. So in their mind, abundance is normal. Conversely, somebody who lives in a very impoverished state, who lives in the same neighborhood, who might be on welfare, who might be on a very limited income, who might be struggling, who might live paycheck to paycheck, who sees a lot of poverty, who experiences a lot of poverty, who talks a lot of poverty, then their core belief becomes over time not enough. That's why the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. It's a universal law.
Wow. And these core beliefs are something that people, like you said, aren't even aware that they're walking in. So consequently, they need coaching and counseling to get from one place to the other.
I never coach on top of stuff. Counseling means you go back and you deal with stuff. Coaching means you take people from where they are to where they want to be. So if I tried to coach somebody on top of a lot of stuff, it would be a waste of my time and their time. Anybody who I coach, I always say, I'm going to take you back so I can move you forward. We're not going to stay there. We're going to visit. But I'm going to take you back so I can move you forward, because if I don't, you won't have a strong enough foundation when success comes. So you either deal with it now or you deal with it later. So when you counsel somebody, what you're doing is you're making the roots of their life go down deep like a tree and spread wide, so that when success comes, they will be able to bear the fruit of their success.
That is powerful. That's reason enough to call you right now.
Yes.
Seriously. Yes. Okay, moving right along, Constance. What do you have to share with people who are over 50? Can they still live their dreams? And how can they stay motivated without feeling like it is too late for them?
Well, I'm over 50. I'm not going to tell you how much over 50, but I'm over 50, and I'm a baby boomer. And thank you so much for that great question. So for my baby boomers who are listening, let me tell you, you have wisdom. You know what works, and you know what doesn't work. You've been there, done that, and got many T-shirts like I have. You're probably very focused. You're in the middle of your life, and you want to make each day count. And, Amanda, what I see with baby boomers or people over 50 is that they're letting their age determine what they can do and what they cannot do. I'm too old to change careers, or I'm too old to go back to school, or, you know, all of those kinds of things. Begin to think ageless. You know, I remember I was listening to an interview with Tina Turner. All of us know how beautiful she is. I saw her about 2 years ago in concert, and I was utterly amazed. I mean, the woman was running, jumping, dancing in 4-inch heels, and she's almost 70 years old. But I heard her say something on Oprah. She said, "I am ageless."
Wow.
And so when you think like that, my baby boomers, when you think like that and when you feel that, you know, your cells have memory. And because she's been thinking like that for years, that's the reason she looks like she looks. That's the reason she dates a man 20 years younger than she is, because she says age does not define her. And so I would say to my baby boomers, fear. When you were younger, remember how when you were 20, you would try anything, bungee jumping, roller skating, skydiving. What happened to that? What happened to that? I think we're all seeking security and stability, and that doesn't exist except for on the inside of you. So I would say begin to move out of your box of fear into fearlessness. Put that whole age thing behind you and say that you're ageless. And I think the question was, is it too late for me to really begin to manifest my life? I would say no, because universal laws work all of the time. Amanda, if a 60-year-old walked across the room and turned on the lights, would those lights come on?
Yeah.
Yes. So if a 40-year-old or 20-year-old did the same thing, it would come on. Why? Because the law of electricity will work for anyone who would work it. So my baby boomers, let's talk about the law of attraction and how can you be motivated. Whether you're 50 or 60 or 70, a law will work for anyone who would work it. So I want you to set your attention and your intention on whatever you desire, and put feeling and emotion and intention and vibration of that in affirmation, and eventually and inevitably you will manifest your desires. So it is a law. Change your thinking about your age and just begin to set your intention. You see, Amanda, God wants us to have an abundant life no matter what age we are. So it is a mindset that I think that baby boomers have to change.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like to me this is relating once again to core beliefs. And people
right,
who
absolutely.
May get stuck, they have to kind of work on that, right? Work through
right.
that.
Right, and you know, you and I, we think ageless, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're
always talking about young and how young we are and how we look and what we do. And Amanda rides bicycles
right.
and she does all kinds of fun things with her children and with her grandchildren. And she looks young and so do I. You know why? Because that's the way we think. That is in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So be it unto you according to your faith. You are ageless. Go for it.
Absolutely. Okay, Constance, one of your listeners is right. I am 40 years old and have been dating the same man for 10 years. I wanted to get married and have children, and he does not. I feel like I have given him the best years of my life. Should I stay in this relationship? I still love him.
Oh, my dear, my dear, my dear. I'm a woman. I understand love. I understand what it. We were all women. We were created for love. All of us were created for love. But a woman really desires a relationship. So I certainly understand that. And let me just give you just a couple of pointers. A man know if he wants to marry you. I believe if you're over 40 within 1 year. I believe that a man knows, and I believe that there has to be an agreement in a relationship as to really what each party desires. You know, you need to say, I really desire marriage. What is it that you desire in this relationship? And that needs to be verbally talked about extensively. And I believe that if you share that with your partner and he decides that is not what I want, then in order to really be authentic and in order to really walk in who you are, that you will have to release that relationship knowing that God has this or something better for you. If take it from someone who's counseled just thousands of women, I think that you have to know what you want. And if this man is not giving this to you, because you can't change a man, you can't. The only person you can change is yourself. And so make a decision, hey, this is not what I want anymore, and then begin to gradually move out of that relationship. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. And why have you stayed so long? I believe that you stay in that relationship because you're living in fear. I believe that probably your core belief is I'm not good enough. If I let him go, I won't find another man. Maybe your dad wasn't there for you, so that means you stay in relationships too long. You might be leaving, feel like you're leaving the place of your security into a very unknown world. But by tolerating his behavior, you have taught him how to treat you. Amanda, you know, I always say, you teach people how to treat you by what you allow them to do to you. So you are saying with your behavior, it is okay if you sleep with me. It is okay if you stay with me. It is okay if I'm really performing wifely duties, but you want to be married. And so you're really divided. The Bible says a house divided against itself would not stand. And I've been there and done that, my dear. And so how can you begin to move out of that? After you talk with him, you need to, I love you and I really desire marriage. However, if you do not desire it, I'm going to release you so that I can walk in my purpose and destiny more fully. I'm going to suggest that you get in a support group in your city where you can be with like-minded people. And that support group really needs to be in the area of codependency or relationships. Or I used to do a workshop entitled Women Who Love Too Much. Those might be some things that you can begin to do, because you need tools to move out of where you are. So you behave your way in that relationship. So now what I've shared with you would teach you how to behave your way out of it. So going to those support groups, which are just so dynamic, you can't do it alone. I think many people say, well, it's just me and God. No, you need to be able to be around and touch the God in somebody. They're saying now that group dynamics, and I love doing support groups and therapy groups, Amanda. It's so powerful. When you're in a therapy group, man, all kind of healing comes. If you've ever been to an AA meeting or NA meeting, it is so, so powerful and so healing. You may not say anything in that group, but just the dynamics and the power and the agreement and the vulnerability and the honesty in that group will bring healing to you. So that's what I would say to you.
Wow. And what you're saying is that her behavior is speaking more than she probably even realizes. Just by staying in this relationship, she doesn't have to say, this is okay. She's saying it by her actions.
Right, because your behavior speaks for you. And you never choose any higher than how you see yourself. So young lady, and I've been there for many years, however you see yourself, what you view is what you do. And so when you begin to change the inside of how you see yourself, when you begin to realize, hey, God can send me this or something higher, when you begin to believe that, your choices will be different. That's why I never tell a woman to leave until she's really gone in and really done the inside work, Amanda. Because doing the inside work will give her the strength to move out. Yet, what did you say, Amanda?
Oh, I was going to say that I can attest to that, because when my husband and I came together, I knew that I was at a point where I wanted to get married, period. And I was not going to waste my time otherwise, nor did I want to waste anyone else's. I don't believe that there's a lack in the universe at all, and that God has many men he can send. All I needed was one. So I let my husband know that in the beginning, that that was the direction that I was going in. And 9 months later, you were at our wedding.
Right.
So you are absolutely right, Constance, for sure.
And that's why I didn't feel bad about going on the air and saying, I want to meet and marry my husband this year. That's my intention. Mm-hmm. That's my desire. And I don't think that it's wrong for you to want that. The young lady who wrote in that question, obviously God is the one who puts desires in us. Obviously, you maybe from a little girl, you desire to have children. God put that in you.
Right.
And whatever need that is, God always has provision for it.
Yeah.
And,
Leslie, I want to say, I was telling you about the couple that I met, and they met and were married within 2 weeks.
That sounds great to me, because, see, really there is no time. There is no time. We really live in the eternal now, timelessness. And so whatever your belief is, if your belief is you got a date for 3 years, see, I don't believe that, because when a man and a woman are in the spirit, you know some things. And so I would say to you, my dear, get in a support group about relationships, heal yourself. And so that when you go into that great relationship that God has for you, so that you be whole. So that's what I would say to you.
Okay. Here's another question, important woman question. One of your listeners says, Constance, I heard you talk about your weight loss. I am a female in my 20s and am overweight. I hate the way I look. I live in California, and everyone is judged here by what they have and especially how they look. How can I begin to lose weight?
Oh, boy, can't we relate to that, Amanda? I mean, every woman.
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Amanda is so tiny. I can't stand her. No, I'm just kidding. She's gorgeous, everybody. But
and not to mention yourself.
Thank you. Well, as all of you all know, I just recently released 21 pounds. And how did I do that? Thank you. Amanda was one of my biggest cheerleaders. And, you know, just on that note, you know, it's great to have people around you that are your cheerleaders when you're doing anything, and especially losing weight. So she was always there for me. But let me just publicly say how much I appreciate that, Amanda, and how big that was of you to do that.
Yay.
For me. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, it's an inside job. I used to conduct overeaters support groups for years, and what I would say is don't even think about losing weight at the beginning. Go in on the inside and find out what's been eating you. Here we go again. It's an inside job. And why are you overeating? You know, anytime you're overeating, you're having a relationship with food. And when I used to travel a lot and when I would be home by myself at night, that was my most vulnerable time. And I would say, I'm not hungry, but I think I want a little piece of cake. What was I doing? I was trying to feed a need. I was trying to fill that hole on the inside of me. So go inside and really see what's really been eating you. And that may take some time. Don't focus in, I want to lose weight. Just go in and ask the Spirit. This is where you have your relationship with God or Spirit or higher power. You just ask the Spirit to show you. And what the Spirit showed me, Amanda, was that during the hours of like maybe 7 till maybe 11 were very lonely hours for me when I was traveling, and I would try to feel that what I really wanted was a family and support group and relationships to kind of feel me because I had been training all day. But instead, I was alone in a different city. You know how I used to travel extensively, and I would just go to food to meet that loneliness. So I would say really get you a good support system and develop a good relationship with God. All right, get a vision. Go inside. Get a vision of what you desire to look like. What would you be doing? What kind of exercise would you be doing? What would you be wearing? Where would you go? How would you look, et cetera? So just get a vision. And I'm going to talk about visualization extensively later on because I think that was one of the questions that was sent to me. So get a vision. I had a vision. I had this black dress hanging on my door, and I would try it on, and that zipper wouldn't go anywhere, Amanda. I said, okay, I'm going to have you on another week. And then the next week, I would try it on again, and the zipper went up a little further. And, boy, when I heard that zip say zip, and it went all the way up, I was so excited. But I was more excited in my mind before I actually put it on. So that's get a vision. Write an affirmation about your weight. I love eating healthy food. I'm vibrant, healthy, and energetic. I love to exercise. I love drinking lots of water, whatever will work for you. Because remember, your cells have memories. Whatever you say, your cells remember that. So when you say stuff like I'm fat, your cells remember that, and they hold on to fat. Don't ever call yourself fat. Don't ever. That's like cursing yourself. Your cells have a memory. That's what scientists are telling us. So watch the words of your mouth. And after you've gone inside, I'm going to say choose a program that works for you. I think Jennifer Hudson was on Oprah yesterday, and she used Weight Watchers, and she looked fantastic. That worked for her. Amanda, you use Weight Watchers, but for me, it was another method. You know your lifestyle. You know if you have children. You know if you work. Find a program that works for you and begin to work it. And I'm going to say, lastly, get an accountability partner. What is it? That's like a coach, somebody who you can call and say, today I drank my water, today I exercised, et cetera, so that you can be accountable. You cannot do it alone. You need support.
And that's for sure. And I think about as I listen to you talk, how you would tell me, I would say, call and say, I just feel so fat. And you said, don't say that about yourself. And you went through everything you just said now, and it's just coming back to me. That is so, I mean, thank you. And this is my thank you, because you changed the thoughts that I had about myself as well as the words coming out of my mouth where I did not condemn myself and put myself down as much. Thank you so very much, because now I'm at the weight that I want to be and doing the things that I want to do. So thank you, because you did that for me. Y'all better get on the phone and call. All righty.
Right. Now. You know, and calling while she's on it, you know, I really want to coach you. And don't say I don't have the money. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You've heard my extensive experience. I'm not just a life coach. I'm licensed for years. Yeah. And go to my website and email me. I'll work an installment plan with you. And I tell you, if you would work with me for a year, you would not recognize your life. Why? Because of my therapeutic clinical background. But because I use spiritual principles, and because the Spirit of God resides on the inside of me, and really wisdom and knowledge comes out of me to my clients. And that's no lie, it's just the truth. But I wanted to inject that right now, Amanda. Okay.
Yeah, and I want to vouch for that again. It's true. It is so true. I'm living witness. Had it not been for you, I don't know what condition I would be in now. And that's the truth. Okay. Moving on.
You know, I want to hold it right there, Amanda. You know,
okay.
I appreciate you saying that because Amanda, she's going through a lot right now. I think she's at school. Her mother's getting older. She's juggling so much. And for her to even do this interview with me, I know she has a lot on her plate. I appreciate you because you have a lot going on in your life right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I couldn't, you know, for you, I could not miss helping out you in any way that I can. And I know the benefit. I truly recognize the benefit. I know how people's lives will be changed if they take advantage of what you are offering them, because it is truth. It's universal principles that work. And, girl, you know them. You know
Thank
them
God.
And you teach
Thank
them
God.
And you are committed and it comes from your heart.
Right.
And you stick with it, too, because you have stuck with me for years, and I thank you for that. You're
well,
good,
you're welcome.
Girl.
I didn't know I did all of that, but thank you.
Yeah, you did, because it's so natural for you. It just comes from your heart, and it's who you are and what you do, and you're a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you ready for another question?
Ready for another question. These are good.
Okay. This listener says, since the new year began, I have been feeling a little frustrated lately, and I think a lot of us can probably relate to that. I feel like I am in the same place as I have been for years. I have been reading a lot of self-help books that have really helped me, but it seems like after I finish reading them that it is hard for me to implement the principles. How can I begin to take small baby steps? As you always say on your show, once I read a book. Small baby steps.
Right. That's. I think that I love saying that because people think they have to take large steps. Well, thank you so much for that question, listener. Well, you know, whenever you read a book or listen to a podcast or go to a conference, you're just getting information. And they're saying now that we have to hear something seven times before, it actually drops down in our spirit. And inspiration feels great, motivation feels great at the time, and then when you get home, you're like, okay, you're facing all of your issues and problems. Though all of that information seems to leave you right. And so that's why reading a book and going to a conference alone will not work, because it's just information. So what you have to do is that information has to become revelation in your life. What do I mean by that? That means that you have to own it. You have to know it. You have to get an understanding of it. So that means you have to spend time with truth. Amanda, we don't spend enough time with you. We just read and say, I read The Secret. I read Jack Canfield's book. That's not enough. You have to spend time. You know how do we know each other? Because we spent time with each other. How does Amanda know her husband, DiCarlo? Because she spent time with him. Yeah. And so we need to spend time with truth. And so let's just say I'm going to use the book, The Secret. What I would suggest for you is I tell people take 30 days to read one book. And then just take 1 week and take one principle out of that. But let's just say out of The Secret, you just might study intention. And this is how you would do it. You would meditate on what is intention? What does that look like? How can I use that in my life? How can I write out an intention? And just mull that around. Meditate means to ponder over and over and over and over and over again. You know, in the Bible, Joshua says that if you would meditate in the Word, which is the Bible, or God's principles day and night, then you would make your way prosperous. And so it's the meditation of a truth, the meditation of a book that really brings revelation. And then after you have revelation, then you can implement it in your life. Now, a lot of you know things. You know you should drink water every day, but it's only when you get a revelation of that your behavior begins to change. Mm. And you can tell in your life where you have revelation because you're acting on that. So you see, I have a revelation about water. I drink almost a gallon of water every day, and so does Amanda. So I would say spend time with truth. Think about this. Have you ever seen somebody that can cook really, really well? I know Amanda's mother can. She used to bake cakes and cookies for us, and I used to love going out of her house to eat. And so why could she do that? Because she's been doing it for 30 years. She has mastered how to bake a cake. But probably at the beginning stages, she was probably reading a cookbook or watching somebody else do it. But over time, when she did it again and again every Sunday, year after year after year after year, she became a master. So how do you become a master at something? You spend time doing it. You spend time reading it. You spend time meditating on it. And then as a result of that, you will get inspired action. So I recommend 30 days on one thing. Don't be jumping from book to book to book. Have you ever read a book, Amanda, and then went back and said, oh, I don't even remember reading these pages?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I mean. And so a lot of you are thinking, see, listening to me is great, but you might need to listen to this podcast 20 times. And then the spirit would jump out at you and say, wow. And then you would say, that's it. I've listened to CDs and DVDs, and then a month go by and I go back and I'm like, I don't ever remember seeing that. How did I miss that? But when you spend time with truth to know it, the Bible says, be still and know. Be still and know whatever truth you're reading. Be still and know whatever truth you're listening to. It will become revelation to you, and you'll be able to walk in it.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. Here comes one. Money, 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 money.
Oh, my goodness.
I have been listening to your show, but I feel like when it comes to money that I am still struggling. What should I do?
Wow. Well, I'm talking to a millionaire on the other end. I'm talking about Amanda. So, she's a millionaire, folks. And so she and I talk about money all of the time. We talk about money all of the time. And I just love this question for my listener. Thank you so much for sending that to me. So let's talk about money. And I'm going to talk about why people do not attract money. And then we're going to talk about how you can. So remember, whatever you continually focus on, feel, believe, and say out of your mouth is what you're going to attract in your life. So this is what most people are doing, Amanda. They're getting frustrated with their current circumstances, and they keep on focusing on lack. How many of you, boy, when you need some money, you just think about, I don't know how I'm going to pay this electric bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay this electric bill. So you get more of that. You constantly look at your current circumstances, and you say, oh, my God, ain't nothing changed. Ain't no more money in my account. I don't know what I'm going to do. You may start reading something or you may start visualizing, but you have not been consistent. God gave me a great insight the other day. He said consistency and persistence is power. It's a force. And I have that up on my wall. Consistency and persistence is a force. It's a power. And so if you just one day you visualize wealth and then you don't do it for 10 more days, you have to be consistent with it. And doubting that you can ever attract money. And 90% of the time, you're focusing in on what the money that you don't have. Because remember, whatever you focus on, what you get more of that. So what is wealth? Really, abundance is a mindset or a belief. And you have a blueprint in your DNA of what you truly believe about money, because if money is not showing up in your life, it's a law. You have to take a look at what do you truly believe, Amanda, back to those core beliefs. I know there were many years when I said, I'm abundant, but there was something deep down in my gut, deep down in my soul that says that, girl, the only way you're going to get money is to marry money. So for years, I didn't think I could have my own. So I said, okay, I got to marry a rich man because if not, I'm not going to ever have money. So that's what was happening in my life. I would attract wealthy men, et cetera. But it was only when I went down. Remember I said, whatever you don't acknowledge and or confront will not change. I went down on the inside. What does that mean? I began to take a look at my patterns. What did I believe? What happened in my household growing up? I remember my father used to say, Constance, money don't grow on trees. And I remember once we went in a store, just to show you the power of images and childhood, Amanda, we went in a store and my father said, we can't afford that. And at that time, I said in my mind, when I grow up, I'm going to buy whatever I want to. And guess what? That's exactly what I did. No accountability, no responsibility, filed bankruptcy. Why? Because I was going to buy whatever I want to because of that blueprint. So what's happening with money? Remember, every thought you think is magnetic, and it's going to attract to you the corresponding thought. So if you're thinking lack, don't have enough, don't know whether you're going to get more of that. Every thought you think triggers a corresponding feeling. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have enough money. Every feeling you emit sends a signal to the universe, no money, lack, don't send any money to that person, and then the universe returns your experiences that align with your signal. Isn't that something? That is so deep. And so that's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So what can you begin to do to change? My friend who's talking, you're struggling. I don't even like the word struggling. I would take that out of my vocabulary. Begin to meditate on the fact that it is the will of God for you to live an abundant life and have lots of money. See, a lot of folks think that, you know, God wants you poor. Look at the universe. Look at the stars. Look at the sun. Look at the ocean. Look when you go snorkeling. Look at the fish. Look at the animal channel for just a week, and you'll realize how abundant the universe is. And I'm going to say to you that that's a process. Know that God has a million ways to get money to you. I always say that.
Yes, he do.
Go in and change, as I said, what you believe about money and wealth. Start telling a different story about money. You've got to rewrite your story. Start saying money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Every day I expect to get money from unexpected people and unexpected places. Start telling a different story about money. You write your story with your words. You write your stories with your thoughts. You write your story what you continually say. What have you been continually saying about money? Now, Amanda and I, we only talk about wealth. Abundance, what we're going to do, what we like. She'll call me and say, look at this million-dollar house. And we've driven together looking at million-dollar homes, $2 million homes, $5 million homes. Why? Because when you put yourself in an environment of wealth, it shows you what's possible. Begin to visualize and look around and see how other people are living. And in your meditation time, this is important, pray and then let God give you inspired ideas that can bring additional money to you. It might be an idea. All you need is one idea from God to make you wealthy. Look at Bill Gates. Look at the guy on Facebook. I don't know his name, but you know who I'm talking about. One idea. All he wanted to do was communicate with his friends, and he's wealthy. So once again, what is that? Be still and know the truth about wealth. Be still and know the truth about abundance, that it is truly the will of God for you to live an abundant life.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, Constance, I tell you what I'm going to do. You've got two questions here. I'm going to kind of combine them.
Okay, because we don't have a lot of time. Okay.
Yeah. One is, what are some simple steps to manifest your dreams? And the second one is, I have listened to you, and you talk a lot about visualizing. I work on a very demanding job, and when I come home, it is very hard for me to visualize my future. What can I do? So you've got simple steps for manifestation of dreams and then visualizing.
Okay, we really got about 5 minutes. Okay, as all of you know, I'm a certified dream coach. What does that mean? That means that I flew to California, paid a lot of money, and became certified. I'm certified with Marsha Weider, who's appeared on Oprah 3 times. And, boy, I know how to teach people how to make their dreams come true. So, basically, this is what you need to do. You need to get clear about what your dream is. Write it down. So this is what the process looks like. Purpose. Purpose is your foundation. Out of your purpose comes your dreams. Whatever your dreams are, you're going to design projects and or strategies or action steps around that. So that means all of your time will be scheduled around your dream. Let me say that again. Purpose is the foundation. Out of your purpose comes your dreams. Okay, my purpose is to empower people through coaching, counseling. Okay, what are some of my dreams? My radio talk show, to do international conferences, et cetera. And then my projects and strategies will be centered around that. So get clear about what you want. Write it down. Take a look at any, here we go again, limiting beliefs that will be stopping your dream from coming true. Those core belief systems are going to show up in your dream because if you're talking about it and you're not taking any action, it's some kind of core belief system down there that's holding you back. All right? So take a look at the obstacles or your limiting beliefs. If you're not moving, if you're talking but you always get stuck, that's the problem. Develop strategies and projects that move you toward that. For example, I say that let's do 30-day goals. It needs to be measurable and specific. That means I will complete this goal in 30 days. That's specific. Measurable means I will lose 10 pounds in 30 days. So that's what I mean. You need to develop a dream team. That's people who you can share your dream with. Hey, I'm getting ready to start a clothing company. Do you know anybody who could help me do that? So you need to share your dream with people because there's power in synergy. And the whole thing about visualization, you know, our brain really thinks in pictures and stores those pictures in our mind. So when you visualize, you're really thinking. So if I say to you, I have a big, red, juicy, delicious apple here on my desk, what are you going to see? You're not going to see the words. You're going to see what I just said, because remember, your brain thinks in pictures. So essentially, visualization is really creating that mental image of something that has not appeared yet. And so when you do that, it really makes it clearer. And studies have shown, Amanda, that when a person visualizes that man, it really accelerates their manifestation. I think you got to determine what's good for you. Basically, nighttime is better for me. In the morning, my mind sometimes is racing when I first get up, so night works for me. You determine what works for you, and if you will begin to implement these steps, your dreams will come true.
Okay.
And that really quickly.
Yes, you did. Do you have time at all to expound on your faith or your source of strength?
We have a little time. Well, I want to say to all my listeners, I am where I am because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, because of my relationship with God. And for me, that means it's not religion, it's not church, but it's that one-on-one time every day, listening to faith tapes, listening to the Word of God, listening to teachers teach me just about the principles of God. But the best thing I can do is spend one-on-one time meditating, reading the Word, thinking on how good God is, how powerful God is. So in my life, prayer and meditation and reading is just essential. I don't do anything without asking God. You know, there's a verse in the Bible says about asking God, and He would direct you in all of your ways. And so I just go to God for everything, Amanda. And that's why I believe that I'm successful, because out of that place, when I come out of my intimate time with God, I take the aroma of who the Spirit is, and people can smell that. And they say, you smell like compassion. You smell like love. You smell like understanding. And so for all of my listeners, quit running around networking and doing all that stuff, and be still and begin to spend intimate one-on-one time with Spirit. Turn off the television. Be still and spend intimate one-on-one time with God. That is where my place of power is. I've gotten all kinds of ideas just from that place of spending time with God. And that would be what I would highly recommend, Amanda. That's at the core and the foundation of who I am. Everything that I have, all of my being, the success of my show. People ask me about my show. I said, it is the hand of God. That's all it is. I prepare very, very intensely and thoroughly. But after that, it is the Spirit of God that comes on me. And so many people say, I just connect with you. I just feel you. I just love your show. You've changed my life. Why is that? It is the God in me emanating through the airwaves to you as you listen to this podcast tonight, touching your life.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Can I say one last thing?
Uh-huh. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. It's going to be 30 seconds. And truly, I mean this. Listeners, if you desire to progress, if you desire to prosper, and if you desire to have peace in your life, from the bottom of my heart and my experience, I strongly urge you to call Constance now, not tomorrow, but right now, because it will change your life, just like she has contributed to changing mine. As you heard, this is a lot of knowledge, a lot of information, and I'm thankful. And you'll say the same thing, too.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I appreciate you. I love you. She's such a support to me, and she encourages me. And when I get down, she'll tell me what to do, and she helps me pick out all of my different hair and clothes and everything else. And I love you, and I appreciate you. I just want to
Oh, I love you, too, my BFF.
Well, I'm her BFF. I didn't know what that was for a while, but I know what it is now. Best friends forever, and that is nothing but the truth. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thanking you for joining me tonight, and remember this, God loves you, and the best is yet to come.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.